Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 to 38, a passion for ministry. Let's read the first part of that passage. In Matthew chapter 9, beginning with verse 27. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." And then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And their eyes were opened. And Jesus sternly warned them, saying, "See that no one knows it." But when they departed, they spread the news about him in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a man mute and demon-possessed. And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke. And the multitudes marveled, saying, "It was never seen like this in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out demons by the ruler of the demons." Jesus just came from raising Jairus' daughter from the dead. He's almost immediately met by two more people in need of healing. Blind, mute, and demon-possessed. The contrast of verses 33 and 34 characterized Jesus' public ministry. And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke, and the multitude marveled, saying, "It was never seen like this in Israel." In verse 34, "But the Pharisees said, he cast out demons by the ruler of the demons." Jesus' passion for ministry drove him to do God's work, despite all the opposition. People need direction in finding life's true meaning in Christ. Look at verses 35 to 38. And then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray for the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." If Jesus walked where you go today, he would describe the situation with these very same words. Many of your family and friends and neighbors are dying without Christ. They're all crying out for help in desperation, not with audible words, but within their hearts. It's our responsibility to show them the way to peace in Jesus Christ. And how? Well, let me suggest three things from this passage. First, open your eyes. Verse 36. Jesus saw the multitudes. He was there with the people. People in our lives need Jesus. Let me ask you, are you tempted to write some off as a waste of time? Look beyond the outward appearance and see the hurt on the inside. We may never see the beauty in some people, but we can realize how much they mean to God. And when we do, we'll do what we can to help them. So open your eyes. And second, open your heart. Verse 36, the second part of it. Jesus was moved with compassion for them. The people were weary and scattered. They needed care. Effective witness must have a compassionate attitude. Open your heart, because as the saying goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. People lost without salvation of Jesus need that compassion. Open your eyes. Open your heart. And third, open your mouth. Verses 37, 38. Jesus said, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. Opportunities for the gospel message come often. Tell people about Jesus. Share the message. Be ready. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Open your mouth. A silent witness of a godly Christian is good, but people need to hear how to be saved. In 1856, Edward Kimball was a Sunday school teacher in Boston. One day, he witnessed a young shoe clerk. He witnessed to a young shoe clerk, and D.L. Moody received Christ as his personal Savior. Moody moved to Chicago and began to preach. And a down-and-out Billy Sunday was saved as a result of his ministry. Billy Sunday became a great crusade preacher in the first half of the 20th century. And Mordecai Ham was saved at one of his crusades. Mordecai Ham himself began to preach crusades. He held a tent meeting in North Carolina. And Billy Graham was saved at that meeting. All of this because an unknown Sunday school teacher, Edward Kimball, obeyed God's word and witnessed to a shoe clerk. Have you asked God to help you see those in need? Have you asked God to develop in you a compassionate heart? Have you asked God to give you the boldness to share the gospel? You think about that, and you have a great day.